Good morning to one and all the listeners of the broadcast. I'm certainly happy to be coming your way once again, and I hope you'll stay tuned to this station for the next few moments because I have something I believe will be of interest. First, this scripture, Genesis 22 and verse 8. And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went both of them together. Do you know who said that? That was the beloved father of the faithful Abraham. And he was talking to his son Isaac as they trudged up the hill with the wood and the fire, and they were going to offer a sacrifice up there. So, of course, Isaac wondered from where is going to come the lamb to provide for this sacrifice. But Abraham had faith in God. He said, "God will provide a lamb for a burnt offering." This indicates that he was looking ahead and believing that everything was going to work out all right. God would provide a lamb. Did he? Well, I'm sure he did. You remember how that just before he committed this taking of the life of this son as God had shown to him to do, that God called to him out of the thicket, the timber there, and he looked around, and there was this ram caught by his horns in the thicket. So he took the ram and offered it for a sacrifice to God, and he and his son Isaac went back down the hill. I know his heart was relieved that day when he saw how that God really did provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. Friends, are you troubled about tomorrow? Do you wonder how God is going to provide for you? Oh, let us not be so fearful and troubled as to what the Lord is going to do for us, because He has power to take care of everything pertaining to our lives when we surrender to Him. I'd like to tell you about a man whose name has gone down in the religious world and history, so to speak, John Newton. Perhaps you've heard of him. Born in 1725 and he died 1807. Now, John Newton didn't get very much formal education, and he went to sea. In fact, he became a captain of a slave ship. And John Newton was known for his unbelief and his blasphemy. Can't you just imagine this very wicked man, this seaman, out to sea there in those ships going and coming? Very wicked man he was. But, you know, something happened in John Newton's life, something that changed it altogether. In fact, during a storm at sea, and this is something that I'll take the other person's word for, I hope I never experience it myself, in a vessel at sea in the midst of a storm. But in 1748, that's exactly what happened to John Newton. And something happened in the inner part of John Newton, because it was during this storm that he became converted and he gave his heart to God. Among other works which he did, he and William Cowper wrote and published a songbook and all. But I'd like you to notice this one poem or song, whichever may be the case, "The Lord Will Provide." I wonder if he didn't get his inspiration from Abraham there. "The Lord will provide. Though troubles assail and dangers affright, though friends all fail and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us, whatever betide. The Scripture assures us the Lord will provide. The birds without barn or storehouse are fed. From them let us learn to trust for our bread. His saints what is fitting shall ne'er be denied, so long as 'tis written the Lord will provide. His call we obey, like Abram of old, not knowing our way, but faith makes us bold. For though we're strangers, we have a sure guide, and trust in all dangers, the Lord will provide. When Satan appears to shut up our path and fills us with fears, we triumph by faith. He cannot take from us, though often he has tried, this hard-sharing promise the Lord will provide. He tells us we're weak, our hope is in vain, the good that we seek we ne'er shall obtain. But when such suggestions our graces have tried, this answers all questions the Lord will provide. No strength of our own or goodness we claim, yet since we have known the Savior's great name, in this our strong tower for safety we hide. The Lord is our power, the Lord will provide. When life sinks apace and death is in view, the word of His grace shall comfort us through. Not fearing or doubting, with Christ on our side, we hope to die shouting, the Lord will provide. John Newton. Well, I thank the Lord for that encouraging poem that he wrote. Dear old John Newton, even though he was a blasphemous man and a wicked man at sea, yet God got a hold of him and he changed his life. And so he can do for you and me, whoever, whatever may be the case. I'm glad that God has power to change lives and make saints out of sinners. Some folks say a sinner saved by grace, but I want to tell you, when you're saved by grace, you're no longer a sinner. You're a child of God. Now, again, some folks dishonor the Lord, even though they've been saved, and yet they just don't seem to have faith. Even the Israelites back there, they dishonored the Lord. The psalmist in writing about them said there in one place, yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock, that the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? Psalm 78:19-20. Oh, dear ones, the Lord was grieved with those folks because they said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can he make the waters or the streams to come? Can he give bread? Can he give flesh? This is dishonoring to the Lord. The power of God will work in the lives of folks who will yield themselves to him without reserve. Let us not be doubting and full of fear, but let us be strong in faith, giving glory to God. Going on down in the 22nd verse of this 78th Psalm, we find these words. They believed not in God and trusted not in his salvation. Now, I want to tell you that the Israelites were not the only one that had been disobedient to the Lord and didn't trust in him. There are folks still doing that today. But I want to assure you, dear ones, whoever you may be and wherever you may be listening to this broadcast, that the God we serve, it's like the Hebrew children said there when they were threatened with a fiery furnace, they said the God whom we serve is able to deliver us out of your hands. But if he doesn't, we still will not bow down and worship the golden image. Oh, friends, it takes a determination and a decision and the grace of God within our hearts to go through. But when we realize that God has power over all things, it gives us comfort and strength to go on. We see from the scriptures that when Jesus was in the world, he healed the blind, the man who was blind from his birth received his sight. He cast the devils out of the man who wandered about in the cemetery among the tombs. And cast them out and they went into the swine. He had power to do that. Oh, I like what it says there about this man. When they came to see what had happened, they found him clothed and in his right mind. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord raised the dead when he was here. Christ did. He raised Lazarus from the dead. All power, he said, is given unto me both in heaven and in earth. He calmed the sea when the sea and the waters were raging and the disciples didn't know what to do. The Lord calmed the sea and rebuked them for their little faith which they had. He healed the sick. They brought on him all those that were possessed with devils and sick, and he healed them. Thank the Lord for the wonderful power of God. Then again, even going back again in the old scripture, we find where he gave power to his prophets in that day. Elisha was there with them in the woods one day, and the scriptures say that, but as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." That'd be bad, wouldn't it, to lose a borrowed axe? And the man of God said, "Where fell it?" And he shewed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, "Take it up to thee." And he put out his hand and took it. 2 Kings 6:5-6. Now some folks say, "Do you believe that?" Listen, friends, if God created the laws of gravity, he could cause an axe to swim just as well as he could cause a balloon to float on top of the water. No problem, no problem at all. And here's what it did. The axe just swam up to the top. Well, how could he do it? God is a God of the universe, dear ones. Do you worry about things? Do you wonder how you're going to get by? Do you wonder how you're going to meet your obligations and pay your taxes? Let me give you a little encouragement here from the words of Jesus, Matthew 17:27. "Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them," talking to Peter, now Jesus was, "go thou to the sea and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee." So you be assured God's able to help you to have money to pay your taxes and take care of your obligations in the face of rising taxes and soaring rents and all of things like this. God still has a way of providing for his own. Listen again to his words. "Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows." Matthew 10:29-31. And one last scripture. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Ephesians 3:20-21. Our Father, bless the message as it goes out over the airwaves today to the good of every soul. And for that which is accomplished, we'll surely give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. If we've been a blessing or an inspiration to you in some way, we'd be so happy to hear from you. Or if we may help you in some way, be sure to let us know. Now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.